One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's Lucas.
And I'm Jacob.
Broke the Four Hugs Podcast.
Wait. What's up?
Hi. I'm confused.
Wait, why are you confused?
Because, like, it just is a weird vibe today. But yeah, hello, bros and hoes.
Me and Jacob, if you guys don't know, we don't do this together because we live in different states. So we always do it on this website. And usually when we get on the website, we talk for like a minute about what we're going to do and stuff. But this time I straight up just clicked record right away. So like now Jacob, I guess, feels the energy's off.
Yeah, now this whole podcast is going to be messed up.
Oh my God. I feel like everyone listening is starting to sweat in awkwardness.
I know, like, this is the example that we were talking about last episode of us at a live show. It's like I can feel the audience yelling.
We actually started this early because Jacob told me he wasn't going to be able to record for another 10 minutes because he had to go to the bathroom and get a coffee. But you did all that fast.
Oh, yeah.
Or did you just skip it all?
I over-exaggerated the time. I just, for some reason, thought it would take that long to make my coffee, but it didn't. So yeah.
Don't you not usually drink coffee? So like once I heard you were going to drink coffee, I was like, oh my God, this podcast is going to be off because like you only drink coffee if you're tired.
Oh, well, this like weekend I drink coffee. So I'm like on the groove, you know?
Oh yeah. Like the addiction started and you're just going to continue.
Yeah. But still like if there's a part in the podcast where I start talking weird or have jittering noises, that's because of this.
Why don't you drink coffee every day? It's just because you have school. Oh my God, I'm terrified. Okay, I feel like people listening have clicked off because they're so scared.
Okay, that was a prank. Just to see what you would do.
How is that a prank? All you do is make weird noises. That.
No, I planned that because isn't that scary? Like if I was holding you just making one noise, I'd be like, wait, what's happening?
I'm not even kidding. I feel like someone who's driving and listening just crashed. If I was driving and heard that noise, I immediately would have turned the steering wheel towards the ditch.
Well, like 30 seconds before filming, I was like, for some reason, making that noise. And I was like, oh my gosh, that'd be so funny to make randomly and see what happens.
Okay, you're scary. Why were you making that noise by yourself when they weren't even being recorded?
What even is this noise? I don't know.
I'm not kidding. It actually shook me so much when you first did it because I was like, what's going on? And then I was like scared, like, oh my God, since he doesn't drink coffee, his body's like having an insane allergic reaction.
Can you picture? Oh yeah, but to answer your question that I did before I did that, I just don't drink coffee because that much, like every day at least, because I just don't want to be addicted to anything. Even though it's just coffee. Yeah. But like I just don't like being, just sounds weird, like, oh, I have to drink it in the morning. You know?
I feel like you and our sister, I'm not going to say her name because for some reason no one in our family ever wants to be mentioned by name on anything because they're so embarrassed of us. But you and our sister, I feel like make coffee sound so intense because I remember being in Nebraska and our sister had a coffee and she was like, oh my God, I feel high. And it's like, you're scary. It's just coffee.
Oh my gosh. That actually did happen. And she's
you guys
like
just
kind
take
of...
it to the you guys take it to the next level. You're like, oh my God, I feel weird. It's like, boo, it's just caffeine.
No, because it actually does get taken to the next level. But for me it does, but then for her actually, because like doesn't she always drink it, but there's always milk in it and she doesn't like milk.
And then she always has to go diarrhea.
Yeah. And it gets kind of...
You know what I vividly remember? She drank coffee and then I was sitting next to her in the kitchen and she said, oh my God, I feel high. And I was like, what? It's like, I don't know, from the coffee, I just feel so out of it.
Was this over Christmas break?
I think. I remember being like creeped out, like, oh my God, that's scary.
This is just an example of us being overdramatic. I bet by high, yeah. It was just like, but yeah, I don't know.
I haven't ever had that reaction from coffee. I have had where, like, if you drink coffee on an empty stomach, I always, like, remember when I first started drinking coffee, now I drink it every day. I always would feel sick. Like, it actually make me feel sick. Never feel like, I never would feel weird, but, like, my stomach would hurt so bad.
Did you eat? Oh, no.
Oh, then sometimes if I drink it, if I have, like, an extra strong coffee, I do get shaky. But I don't, like, feel anxious. I just, like, my hands get shaky.
Oh, yeah. I hate that feeling. Of just like, oh, you can't really do anything. You're just like shaking. Another thing that doesn't happen because of coffee, but I just hate sweating.
Like, but you get the coffee sweats?
No, not from coffee, but just from like, I just thought about this, but like for some reason, right when I get to school, for the first hour of being at school, my hands are actually drenched and it's so awkward because like even just randomly during school, I'm just like trying to write on my paper and then there's wet spots and I just scared that no one has confronted me about it yet though. So
oh my God, you're that nervous at school? You're like sweating onto the notebook paper?
I swear, okay, maybe it's unconsciously nervous, but it's because I feel like I'm the same amount as nervous as I am just like driving, and I'm not sweating while driving. So I feel like I don't know what it is. I don't think I'm nervous, but maybe it's an unconscious thing where I am secretly nervous, but
yeah,
I don't know.
I think you just have overactive sweat glands because like if you put your feet somewhere, like obviously there'll be like a footmark from the sweat.
Oh yeah.
You should do a video getting Botox all over your body to stop the sweat.
Oh, getting it on my armpits and stuff?
Yeah, just everywhere. Hands, everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I'd want it on my hands and feet. I don't really need it on my armpits because if you shave your armpits, you don't really sweat that much.
Yeah, I think you just grow out of it because I used to sweat so much, but now I honestly don't sweat at all. Like, I never get pit stains or anything. That actually used to be a problem. I'd get pit stains, but now I never get pit stains. That's so gross thinking of pit stains. And have you noticed that you only get pit stains if you wear a gray shirt?
Oh, yeah, it's with, like, gray shorts, but it doesn't happen with black or white. Sometimes with white, but mostly with gray shorts, to be honest.
I know, that's why, like, I just got a pair of gray sweatshorts from ASOS, and I'm, like, so scared, like, one day I'm going to be wearing them in hot weather, and I'm gonna, like, you know when, like, you see someone with butt sweat, and it's so awkward, but, like, no one can really tell them?
Oh, yeah, but just wear underwear, and that probably won't happen.
How awkward having literally butt sweat and everyone thinks, oh my God, did he pee his pants? But obviously no one would ever say anything.
But yeah, but obviously like when you're walking, they're like, oh, you obviously shit, but no one's going to say you shit. It looks like that at least.
Literally.
Okay, I have to do a PSA, by the way. So I know that you don't believe in this, but when you wear athletic shorts that have netting, that's supposed to be underwear. And I'm not talking about athletic shorts that have spandex under. I don't know if that's considered underwear because I don't wear those because I don't like those. But the ones that just have netting that looks like not like brief underwear, but like bikini underwear. You actually aren't supposed to wear underwear with them. I saw it. I Googled this.
Wait. That's so funny. You're so passionate. I don't even remember disagreeing with that.
No, because I remember we were moving our sister's stuff, and then I randomly came up, and I was like, oh, yeah. Because it was this day. I think we already talked about this, but I had diaper rash, and then you guys are like, what's happening? Like, why? And then I said, oh, it's because... No, and I said, I don't know. And then I said, but with these athletic pants, I'm not wearing underwear because you don't have to. And then you guys are like, what?
Oh my God. No, so I actually have started to not really wear underwear with athletic shorts either that have the built-in underwear, because if you wear underwear on top of their built-in underwear, it's an automatic muffin top.
Mm. Yeah, you lift up your short and it's muffin top times three of your usual muffin top.
Ew, I just Googled diaper rash and I'm not even going to talk about it. But that's so funny that you said you had diaper rash, because...
Is that not what I had?
Like, I feel like people listening probably think that, like, oh, he wears diapers and he's revealing. Like, you're revealing that you wear diapers. No, but I Googled diaper rash, what causes it, and it said that it happens if, like, babies, like, don't get cleaned after going to the bathroom. So that means that you are, like... nasty and it like spread all over your body and you got a rash.
I don't think that's what it is.
I'm kidding. But anyway, after that diagnosis, this episode is going to be all about astrology, because I feel like that's just such a hot topic. Like, astrology has always been a big thing, and I remember hearing about horoscopes and stuff and thinking, oh my God, this is so cool. But then I grew up going to Catholic school, and I remember in Catholic school it said that it was a sin to read horoscopes, which I never really understood. Like, how is that a sin?
Oh, so then you didn't read them because you didn't want your...
No, I still read it because, like, even if, like, when I was in third grade, I was like, oh, it's fine. Like, obviously, people are just being dramatic.
Oh, yeah, like, you still did it. I actually don't know. So, this is so funny me asking this, because I'm acting like you're 50. But when you were, like, in third grade, did we have a computer at the house? I have no idea.
Yeah, we had a computer since, like, 1999.
Oh, so was there, like, astrology websites?
No, I think I read it. Astrology's and, like, because I think our older sisters got magazines, and they'd always have, like, astrology at the end. Oh, which is, like, little horoscopes.
Oh, yeah, those ones on, like, 17 Magazine, and it says if you're going to find love or not.
Yeah. Do people still read magazines? Like, do teens still read 17 Magazine and Teen Vogue and stuff?
That's what I've wondered. Like, do those... I don't know how magazines work. Like, because it just seems like there's always someone on the cover, and then they post the cover on their Instagram. But do people actually buy the magazines?
Or is it mostly just all online now? That's crazy, because when I was in high school, people actually had subscriptions to, like, Cosmo, 17, but, like, it hasn't even been that long, but I feel like it's changed so much.
I feel like people still get magazines if they have a subscription, but I don't think it's, like, it probably was more popular, like, it probably just keeps on declining, right?
Yeah, but anyway, so we're going to talk about astrology. Basically,
what's your sign?
Jacob, do you believe in astrology?
Oh, do I? Okay. I believe in it like 75-25. So 75% I do believe in it. 25% I'm like, no. But
yeah, I really want to believe in it. Like, I want to believe in it because it sounds so cool. Like, everyone has all these ruling signs, and it's like about where you were born in the universe and stuff. But then, like, the rational part of my brain is like read articles about scientists commenting on astrology, and they're like, yeah, it's all completely fake. And like, it's all like they've gone to like astrologists, and they just like it's all just kind of based on like fake stuff. But I don't know, I still want to believe it, you know? Maybe the scientists just haven't, their science hasn't gotten advanced enough to understand the depth of astrology. And if you guys don't know, astrology was created by Jennifer Lopez in 1973.
You're fucking lying.
No, you knew that.
Wait, you're lying, right? I'm not even trying to be funny by saying that.
No, it was obviously created thousands of years ago, but Jennifer Lopez in 1973 brought it to, like, modern society. And, like, she's ran the foundation astrology ever since.
You're such a liar. Like, this isn't astrology known by so many people. It's not like...
Okay, the scariest thing of this whole thing is that you even kind of believed that.
No, when you said that, like... I was like, oh, Johnny from the Black. I she's in the movies and stuff. I was like, maybe she...
Believed it.
But okay, I believed it for the first half, but then when I thought of, but then you like kept going and I was like, oh, I don't know. But yeah, I did believe it.
I think astrology was created like actually thousands of years ago, which I don't understand. I don't know.
Yeah, the thing about, yeah, because I guess like the reason why like there's no point of doubting it, I guess, is just because there's so many like things that people believe in that can't be proven, but like we believe in them.
Oh, yeah. I remember when I was like 20 or something like that, I went to this professional astrologist I found her on Yelp, and because I wanted to go to like an act, I think I listened to like a podcast or something where someone talked about going to an actual astrologist and they literally read your whole entire birth chart and everything. Like, AKA, they probably just like literally Google birth chart and then just enter in your information.
And just summarize it.
It was in this girl's apartment, and she was like kind of creepy. And like, also she said something about like how she'd been getting over, what was it? It was like fleas, but not fleas, but like something when your body like has flick shingles or something, which kind of scared me because I'm like, oh my God, is that contagious? And anyway, she was actually really nice. She gave me this whole entire reading. I don't really remember that much of it, but she just prints out all this stuff. And then she also did this weird thing where I sat on a chair and she did a chant on me, which I think was supposed to like clear my energies or something. And she was like, was literally just like, and it was like just this white woman was singing to me. And she said she learned it from the Native Americans or something because she like stayed with them. And like literally after 5 minutes, she stopped and she was like, I'm sorry, like this chant isn't working on you. Like I'm not being able to break through. Like it's not working. And like, because I didn't do anything, but apparently she couldn't get through my energy.
Was it because you didn't believe in it? Or were you trying to believe? Were you trying your best to believe in it?
I don't know. I was trying hard not to laugh because it was so awkward. But also like, you know, in those situations, like I would never actually laugh because it would just be way too awkward if I started laughing. But I think I think she just was overdoing the chant, you know, because it was like, been like 3 minutes and she was like, okay, like, I'm just going to stop.
So did she tell you anything, though? Or was that just literally it?
I don't know. The only scary thing about this whole entire thing, which still kind of scares me to this day, is she gave me this bag of rocks and she said, put these on your stomach every day. And I was like, no, I don't need the rocks. And she was like, no, take them. And she's like, but eventually you have to give them back to me. And I was like, but when? And she was like, oh, like, you'll know the time. And the scariest thing is I freaking lost the rocks. So now I'm scared, like, oh my God, what if she curses me?
You don't have the rocks?
No, because I moved apartments. I don't know where they are. I don't know where. Okay. I think they scared me because like it just kind of like had a creepy vibe.
I'm creeped out by this story because you know last episode how I was talking about the alchemist? Like so many things like that happen in the alchemist where like someone gives him something and then they're like, oh, give me it back or something when you get the treasure. So like that's kind of weird.
Yeah, but I almost feel like everything that's meant to be has happened, and I didn't mean to lose them. I didn't do it intentionally.
Yeah. So
also, they just looked like cheap rocks that like you get like on Amazon or something, like colored blue rocks.
It wasn't actually like there wasn't any meaning.
Because I told her I was like, I don't want these rocks, and she was like, no, you have to take them. I think it was like a weird way of like, I don't know, maybe she thought I'd come again for another reading. It's like a way of like forcing me to come in again and pay.
That's so true. I didn't think about that until you mentioned it. That probably is kind of her scheme. So was her apartment creepy or did you totally feel safe? Or was this?
It was in Hollywood. It wasn't like creepy or just a regular apartment, but it is kind of scary. Like when you go to a a business that's in someone's apartment, like it probably wasn't even safe, but it was like off Sunset Boulevard. It wasn't like a bad area or anything.
Oh, yeah. That's just, yeah.
Also, she's never contacted me about the rocks. And if she ever did, I'll just have to repay her, like, I don't know, give her $50 or something.
So she didn't say what those rocks meant? Like, she didn't say what they were going to give you or anything?
Something about, like, I needed to ground my energy or something like that. I don't know. I have no idea.
Do you even kind of believe in it or no?
No, I actually don't believe in it. I don't believe the rocks did anything, but I don't know, maybe they actually did, and me losing them has like ruined my whole entire life, you know?
hopefully not. But what sign are you?
So you guys, I did my birth chart. My sun is in Virgo, which Virgo is sort of just like uptight, perfectionist, like everything has to be all set in stone by the book. But my moon, which apparently, I don't know if this is, I'm probably messing all this up, but your moon like, it has a very big influence on you, and that's Aquarius, which is pretty much the opposite of Virgo, which makes creepily like I might just be like falling under like the thing where you take parts of astrology that apply to you and then it makes you think it's real. But I actually feel like that's so true because I feel like part of me is very like set in stone following the rules, but then there is a big part of me that wants to like be rebellious like an Aquarius. So it kind of makes sense.
Oh, yeah. So that part applies to you. Can I talk about like another theory that I like last summer we were talking about this for some reason, and it kind of brought to light, I don't know if this is a theory or not, but what if, like, with psychics and all this astrology stuff, what if when you read it, it like makes it happen? Like, it makes you, so if you read that something bad, like you're gonna have trouble with money, you are gonna have trouble with money just because you read that.
Yeah, I actually do kind of believe that, because remember when I was in high school, I think I had an email, like I joined an email list that sends you your horoscope every single day. And I stopped reading it because, like, it did sort of just like made you just like try to predict the day. It'd be like, today you're going to get in a fight with a friend. And then I'd just be waiting the whole day to get in a fight with a friend.
Oh, yeah. That's what's like, I just don't. I feel like with that, with daily horoscopes, how could that be true for everyone with that sign? But I have no idea.
Yeah. So what's okay, your sun and moon?
Okay, so I did do that at both chart, but I didn't keep track of any of that stuff. I just wrote down notes from the big ass, from like the 12-page summary.
Oh, what? But your main sign is Pisces, right?
Oh, yeah. My main sign is Pisces, and my knowledge about Pisces is that it's the last sign of the zodiac, whatever the thing is. So I'm pretty sure because I've read about it, but I'm pretty sure it has like it's lived through all of the other signs. So it kind of is a mixture of all the other signs, but it obviously has its own characteristics.
So reading about the Pisces, does it sound like it's you?
Oh yeah. So reading about the Pisces, from almost every thing that I've read about it and all the horoscopes that I've read throughout the years, I do think that it applies to me. And I have read other signs, and most of the time, I don't think they apply to me. Have you done that before just to test it? I don't know if that's just me thinking that, though, but...
Yeah, I think I've always not liked being Virgo, though, because it sounds, like, so boring.
Oh, yeah, like, you always are... Yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, when I read my Virgo thing right now, it says, nitpicky, exacting, clean freak... that is stuff like that where like you're really like it sounds just like a teacher's pet or something.
Oh, but just like the things that you out like is it out you like kind of an Aquarius too?
Yeah, half of me is an Aquarius, which makes sense because I actually do feel like that's true, that like part of me wants to be like all wild and free, then the other part of me is like by the book teacher's pet, you know.
So one thing weird that mine said that I already told Lucas about this, but it's so it didn't really mention any other signs in the long ass summary, but it said that my sign is not always understandable to no nonsense signs such as Virgo and Aries. So I guess you're a no nonsense sign.
Oh yeah, so it basically said that me and you aren't compatible because
Yeah, well, that,
also,
like,
wait, so I'm like a no nonsense. So your sign's supposed to be like all free or something?
Yeah, so basically to like give a little summary about my sign, it just is like I guess people that are Pisces just daydream a lot and don't really have a direction, and they just always Pisces are supposed to just they're just always kind of like they have big dreams, but they're either like don't really know how to get to them or they get to them because they realize that they can do it. But yeah, so it can either be like bad or good from what
not that you don't have any direction, but that does kind of sound like you like daydreaming and stuff.
Yeah, so
like kind of living in like a la la land.
That's what's, yeah, because all the things that I've said, it just says like daydreaming and you just like always like I kind of just like not out of it. That's what I was about to say, but not out of it. It doesn't say that, but just daydreaming. And I feel like I do daydream like.
Oh yeah, because even like when you very first were talking about moving to LA, and we were like, oh, what are you gonna do in LA? You were like, I'm probably just gonna be a funny guy. It's like, oh, what does that mean? And you're like, I'll just figure it out. It's like, oh, obviously, yeah. What does that even mean?
Yeah, so it does kind of go towards like what I am kinda.
What's your birthday?
March 11th.
What year?
2001. Are you okay,
No, I'm doing a friendship compatibility to see if we're even meant to be friends.
Oh my gosh.
That's also funny thinking of us being friends. I don't like view you as a friend because we're just brothers, you know?
Oh yeah, would it, like, I've already
that
mentioned this.
So creepy being like, we're friends.
Wouldn't it be funny if we were friends but we weren't brothers? That just sounds funny.
We have a 55% chance of being friends.
Oh, so that's like basically just half and half. So it
says
could
you should have no problem in becoming friends since your personalities match without major difficulty. You can experience a nice and long-lasting friendship, provided none of you provokes the other one or takes advantage of their vulnerabilities. Your friendly tie is not indestructible, although it develops quite easily. It is your responsibility to keep your weather eye open as to ensure that your relationship grows stronger. So it's basically saying that, like, we're good friends, but, like, it's not, like, the most amazing ever. So, like, probably, like, in 10 years, we'll not be friends anymore.
because from what we're saying during this whole podcast, it seems like our signs would, like, if we were 100% our signs, it sounds like our signs would just be, like, we'd just hate each other. Because, like, it just sounds like we're just both so opposite from, like, the sign reading.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. So, did reading your birth chart, did it all seem real or no?
Should I, like, say a couple of the things that I wrote down?
Do you think you fell into the trap that scientists say astrology fans fall into, where, like, everything that you read that applied to you, you took in, but, like, sometimes you'd read stuff and it didn't apply to you, but you just kind of ignored that?
Oh, that 100% applied to me, because this is biased, but I did only write down the stuff that applied to me, because there was, I think that's, like, 75% of it, I did think, oh my gosh, that is me. But then there was parts where I was like, I don't really apply that to me. Like, there was a part that said, oh, you are, like, really popular and so outgoing in public situations, but I don't really think I am like that. So I just didn't write it down. But yeah, there was
Maybe you just aren't at this point in your life, though. Because I feel like when you were younger, you were.
Oh, yeah. So maybe it's just because I'm going through an awkward phase.
Oh, yeah. Probably since, like, you're going through the sweaty stage, you know?
Oh, yeah. I'm going through the bunion, sweaty feet, sweaty hands.
What time of the day were you born?
4:10 a.m. I didn't know that. I had to ask my mom. Did you know yours without asking mom?
I actually did, because I remember, like, growing up, I'd always be like, what time of the day? Because then, like, that time of the day at school, I'd be like, oh my God, it was my birthday. Or my birthday, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You'd say, oh, I'm already this age, because I mean, I'm born in elementary.
Oh, yeah, that means, that you probably never did it because yours was, like, before you even woke up at 4 a.m.
Yeah. So you couldn't, like, say it's my birthday now.
Oh, your moon sign is Libra.
Oh, so I don't know anything. Okay, so when I did this, I didn't know what any of that meant. So, like, now that I know what it's meant, I want to do, like, what that means.
So your potential, the main Pisces is you're compassionate and sentimental. You like isolated occupations. Like, occupations that, like, aren't around other people.
Oh, yeah. I said that, like, Pisces always, like, do creative stuff. But did it say that?
Yeah, and then the crazy thing is that your moon sign, the Libra, is completely opposite. He is sociable and popular.
Oh, so it's, like, competing with each other.
Yeah, so you have two opposing signs.
Yeah.
I feel like people who actually understand astrology are, like, so annoyed at this, because they're probably, like, everything's completely wrong.
I know. Like, I feel like if someone actually read it, I feel like I would actually understand it more.
Oh, it says Pisces people are frequently pegged as wishy-washy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's what And then a couple, it said, oh, something funny that I wrote down because it was so funny. It said, so I did my sisters, and in the third paragraph or something, it said indecisive, lazy, or oversensitive. And it was just funny because it's like, okay, boo.
What sister was that?
Ali. It said three bad things in a row, but then
I don't picture her to be lazy. I picture her to be like the opposite of that. She's like, I feel like she's like so hardworking.
It didn't fit her. So should I say a little bit more about what my summary said?
Yeah.
Okay. So I just wrote down like 10 notes. So it said open mind and can understand others, which I think that is real sometimes. spun most of life. Oh yeah, it's so okay. This is what. So when I was reading this, it's like, okay, I'm done. It kind of, there was like some sad parts. It said, spun most of life wanting to understand others, which can lead to like discontent. And then another thing that Pisces do, I guess, is they think suffering is glamorous. So sometimes they just want to suffer.
Oh my God. So you're kind of like overdramatic. Is that what that means?
What I was just picturing was like, Lana Del Rey, like music video.
Oh my God,
Cena's wishy-washy dreams bigger than climbing up corporate ladder picket fence, spaced out behavior. When things are good, you're scared it's gonna go bad, which honestly anyone can relate to that. A varied love life, ups and down, unusual ideas. Oh yeah, it said a bunch of times in my thing that it basically was just saying that if I like did get married, I would have an affair, and I would just like
maybe that means know. You should have a like a sister wives type of situation where you marry like yeah. three people.
That's what I think it means.
Oh God, that's good to know.
Yeah, so I guess I have to look for that.
So all in all, did you think it matched you?
I think it did match me, but I probably could have got another one and said it matched me too.
That's true. Well, what do you think Lady Gaga is? I'm on hers right now.
She's born in August. I think she's your sign, right?
Oh no, this says that she's an Aries.
Oh.
Yeah, she was born in March.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But it says that she's a pretty, she's like the definition of an Aries, because it means like an Aries is like a leader, or like someone who takes charge.
Oh yeah, she's
and they said, like yeah, and they said, she describes the theme of her debut album, The Fame, is about how anyone can feel famous. And they said, as an Aries, she has no qualms about expressing the fact that she loves money. And then it said, Lady Gaga's very Aries, she has a very Aries quote, and this is the quote. I made music and worked my way up from the bottom. I didn't know somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody. If I have any advice to anybody, it's just do it yourself and don't waste time trying to get a favor. Apparently that's the Aries way.
Oh. I believe it. So that really is, that just kind of proves that it could be real, all of this.
No, literally. Britney Spears is a Libra. Wait, I think that's what it is. Yeah, she's a Libra, I think. Oh, wait, isn't your second thing a Libra?
Yeah, that's my second thing. I can't even.
Oh my God, so you're like her. Then.
Yeah. Wait, so what else did
you... Oh my God, Brittany has her moon in Aquarius, so I'm just like her.
Oh my gosh. So I can kind of see that now.
Okay.
What did yours basically say?
I actually already X'd out of it.
Oh, of your summary.
No, but I basically just read the top of it, that my sun is in Virgo, which is this kind of like the uptight perfectionist, like wants everything to be perfect. And the moon is the Aquarius, which is more like laid back and like wanting to be more open-minded and stuff.
Okay, so they kind of are just like opposite, I guess, in a way.
I remember growing up, like hearing about astrology, I always was scared that I'd be a Cancer, because I thought if you were a Cancer, you'd get Cancer.
That's what I thought too. I just associated the Cancer sign that you have Cancer. I didn't really get what it was, but I was like, when people ask like, what was your sign? I feel like I didn't get that till like 5 years ago.
Oh yeah. It seems like astrology is so big to like on Twitter and stuff, and people say, oh my God, I fucking hate Tauruses and stuff like that. It's like, oh, Tauruses yeah. always be like.
The thing that I don't get is so I get like, the signs, but I don't get when things, because I feel like actual astrologists know like when things are in retrograde and what it means, but I just can't grasp the understanding of.
Oh, that's the worst. I hate when people, I wish I could, I'm going to try to block the word retrograde from my Twitter, because I hate on Twitter when people are like, oh yeah, this is the retrograde and the next 3 weeks are going to be hell, because then I just automatically actually believe it.
Oh yeah, in like this summer, it said it was in retrograde, but then I saw a tweet. Oh, like a couple of days later, I saw a tweet like 2 days ago the thing undid, and then I kind of was like, wait, that's why I feel more open.
I actually remember this summer. Yeah, when you were here, we read that the retrograde was happening. We were actually kind of scared.
Oh, because there was a blood moon or something, and it was scary looking at it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Wonder if all the planets actually do have an effect. Please email us everything we said wrong, and also let us know just more interesting astrology facts, because I feel like we missed a lot and are, like, just, like, super fast Googling and just skimming of our birth charts probably wasn't good enough. So let us know why we should believe in astrology and why scientists have it wrong and why J-Lo... Yeah. The creator of astrology is right.
Did she popularize it though, or no?
No, I actually don't know if she even talks about astrology.
Oh, and then also tell us YouTubers to watch that talk about this, because it is interesting.
Oh yeah. Before this, I actually Googled Lucas Cruikshank astrology, and the first video that came up was this guy reading my poem.
Oh yeah, what I remember you like tweeting about that a couple years back or something, or showing me.
He basically said that my poems say that I'm destined to a great life, but the only thing that could ruin it is if I try too hard or get into alcohol and drugs.
Okay, so when, just like Dale, say no.
So I basically have to stay away from drugs, it'll ruin my whole life, he said.
So when you're at school and someone asks you to say no.
Because your poem. Also, we said that this might be my last life on Earth.
Oh, you're lucky then. I want to see what's after this.
So apparently after this, I'm going to the other planets.
I don't know. Like, so like once people start talking about that, it starts creeping me out because so if I do have another life on this earth, I won't know, but that just sounds annoying, you know, like doing this, even though I wouldn't know, it just sounds annoying.
Yeah, it's just creepy.
Yeah.
Also, like, there's so many people on Earth right now. Like, there's more people on Earth than have ever been on Earth. So that doesn't really make sense with the whole reincarnation thing. Like, are certain people, I actually do kind of believe that there's only a certain number of souls, and like some people are being like thrown over like 4 people, and that's why sometimes you meet someone and you're like, wait, is this even a real person? And you're like, oh, it's probably just like 1/8 of someone's soul.
Oh yeah, and you're like, oh, it just got split up, that's why they don't have certain traits.
Yeah, like Raquel on Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, she's so funny, guys. If you guys watch the show, you would understand.
I actually love her. If you watch Vanderpump Rules, like, it seems like a lot of people don't like her, but I love her. Like, when she's on screen, I'm literally, like, glued to the TV because she's just so interesting.
Yeah, she just does so many awkward things. And I don't know if it's on purpose or unintentional, but it's so funny.
Yeah, and the editors always, like, troll her so hard by, like, when she's doing the confessionals, they'll, like, leave in the pauses after what she's saying. She's never, like, looking at the camera. She's, like, looking down, like, almost like she's kind of in a trance. It's like she's asleep but awake. And that's what I mean by, like, some people are probably not have a full soul.
I have met people like that. That are, like, that they're awake, and I don't think they're tired. But they just kind of, they just look like they have a sleep, they're sleeping, but with their eyes open. And those people are kind of funny to be around.
I know. Like, I don't know if it's the whole, like, reincarnation and they didn't get a soul, or, like, if they're just really on, like, maybe overly medicated or something.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. But, something. And I also want to know what James thinks about it. Like, I wonder if he has ever noticed it, or if he's just, like, used to it, so he hasn't noticed.
Yeah, I do feel bad for her because I feel like she might just be uncomfortable on camera, and she probably is like a regular normal person, but might just come off very weird because she just is so nervous on camera.
Oh yeah, since like she didn't really like sign up for it really.
Yeah.
So something else that I have to say that doesn't have to do with any of this. I had another dream about Michael Jackson last night. Not even joking. I don't know why. I wasn't thinking about Michael Jackson. One, I'm trying to, in the last week, I don't think I've even said his name or thought of his name consciously. But
Wait, why did you say I had another dream? Did you say you have had one before?
Remember when I was a kid and I said it on this podcast.
Oh, you'd have a recurring dream about that he would come to the town or something?
Yeah, and the sirens would go off. But This one was kind of one that I, like, I thought of it when I woke up, and then I would have forgot about it. But then I thought about it again earlier today, and I wrote it down. But this, so it was this dream that it was me and my sister, and for some, I don't know, I think it was my sister, but she was telling me about in this cemetery in Lincoln, in the town that I live in, I guess Michael Jackson's ghost is roaming around there. Okay? So his ghost is roaming around there, and there's stories about it. And then one of the stories was, for some reason, there was this gay couple that one of the guys started talking, but it wasn't his voice and it was Michael Jackson's voice. And then everyone was like, but then I thought in the dream, I was like, this happened in the olden days. So it was probably because he was gay, so they just wanted to make him seem crazy. But then that night when I fell to sleep, in the dream I fell to sleep, I tried not talking, but then Michael Jackson took over my voice. And then that happened for a couple minutes, and then I woke up. That's how the dream was. And it was so scary. And I was like, wait, was that real life? But then I...
Wait, I'm lost. Wait, so what happened? He was in a cemetery, but then where'd this gay couple come in?
Oh, yeah. So he roams around in a cemetery. But
yes,
then, this gay couple, for some reason, my sister was telling me the story about them. And it happened, like, it wasn't recent. So, like... It was like,
made these gay people sound crazy, even though they weren't.
So one of the guys got possessed by Michael Jackson. Okay. Like in the dream, he actually did. So then, and then everyone was like, yeah, he got possessed because he sounded like Michael Jackson. And like, he was making weird mannerisms, but so he did get possessed. But I thought in the dream that people, like, just to make myself feel better in the dream, I thought to myself, oh, that it was obviously just people making him sound crazy.
Oh, and then he possessed you.
Yeah, so I thought it was people making him sound crazy because they didn't, like, think they meant to make gay people seem weird or something. But then that night I did get possessed in the dream by Michael Jackson.
Oh my God, that's so scary.
Yeah, it was just such a weird dream because when I woke up I was like, why did that just happen? Like,
why? I just realized, you know how, like, you're so scared of Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
So, like, when we, this, like, 2 months ago when we were with the family and we went on that Hollywood tour thing, were you scared when we drove past Michael Jackson's house?
Well, I wasn't scared because it was daytime, but it was, I just think he just creeps me out for some reason.
But you weren't scared at all when we went past his house?
I don't think I was because it was, if it was nighttime and we were on that tour, I would be scared for sure.
Oh my God, that tour, I almost, like, had to get off of it because of a panic attack. Remember when we first got on it?
Oh, we were all squished in the back of this tour bus and one row, like, four of us.
I know, it was so annoying because we were all, there's too many people in the row and my dad was, like, squishing me so hard against the wall. And I was like, okay, if I have to deal with this for 4 hours, like, I'm actually not going to be able to take it. So I, like, dramatically got up off the tour bus. Wait, did we already talk about this on the podcast?
I don't think we have, but yeah, you got off, and then you literally said, okay, so, like, I'm not going to go on. And then I think the driver said, oh, you can sit by this other couple.
Oh, yeah, the most annoying thing was is they offered our dad, because, like, obviously he's bigger than us, to sit in the passenger seat of the van. So, like, that would have gave us so much room, but he refused to do it for some reason.
Yeah, and if he would have said yes, it would have been, like, a dream come true, but he didn't. But yeah.
Oh my God. Well, I guess that dream is a sign that Michael Jackson's probably going to possess you.
Yeah. I want to.
Are you hearing Luna bark right now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I could hear a bark, but I just, like, it's like I didn't think about it.
Oh, it's because there's someone vacuuming the hallway.
I want to know the meaning of that dream, though, because I don't ever think about Michael Jackson unless someone mentions him. So I want to know the meaning. And I, because in real life, I don't really believe in possessions, but in the dream I didn't believe in them until it happened, so just wailed.
Oh my God, I'm actually dreaming about possession. I mean, did I say dreaming? I just googled dreams about possession.
What does it mean? I'm scared.
Let me see.
I'm actually freaked out because I feel like it's gonna say something like, in a past life you will
Oh, someone's calling me right now. Can you hear that?
No, I can't hear that.
Oh, my mom was calling. wait. Oh, this is, it's too much, Steven. What is a dream intuition? In literature, the connection in blah, blah, it's too confusing. I can't read this.
I'll have
right
to
now.
Search it later.
Oh, it says dreaming about possession does not always mean negativity. It also, okay, Luna.
I know. Like, I don't care, my, but.
I know, I'm so thinking of someone else being so annoyed. Okay, I called her over here. So now maybe she'll stop.
Luna Boona.
If I put her up to the microphone, what does it sound like?
Wait, do 10 seconds of Luna ASMR.
Okay.
Right now. I'm done. She's not ghost, but the noises just sounds like an ASMR chowing down on spaghetti, like sniffling, a little lick on the lips and stuff.
Oh my God. Well, since she's having a panic, we should probably end this podcast.
Yeah.
She's jumping over all of the cords, ruining all of this whole entire studio.
Okay. Get educated, guys.
Yeah, and just know that if you have dreams of Michael Jackson, you're not the only one.
Oh, yeah, and let us know if you think we resemble the signs that we are.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, let us know if we resemble Michael Jackson. I was like, what?
No. The signs, Virgo and Pisces.
Oh, yeah, well, thank you guys for listening. Sorry this was a jumbled mess, but that's what our podcast is. Thank you for listening along.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.